This is Davin's Den.
Let's go. All right, last segment, Davin's Den. Thank you guys for hanging out. Time to do some scamming. Scammers, as I queue up the bumper. Where are we? Here we go. Oh, my eyes are tired. Here we go. All right. Hey, whoa, whoa. Always and forever. Day two with Mary. We met Mary last week. We didn't think she was necessarily the brightest bulb.
No.
Now, she has a unique situation. She has problems with men because the men just want her for their property that her deceased father left her. But according to her lawyer, her father's lawyer, she can't have the property until she marries somebody. And she's in Ohio.
I'm not saying he's a gold digger.
All right, June 30th, 2020. She goes, "Honey, are you there, honey? Are you?" And then later on, "Are you there, honey? I fell asleep." I said, "Good morning, hun. Good morning, Mary. How are you?" She goes, "I'm good. Hope you dream about me." Lulz, I go, "LOLZ. Lulz, maybe I did. Really? I just met you, you daffy broad."
I know. Calm down. That's a little scary how pushy they are.
I'm dreaming about a tuna fish sandwich off an interstate. Leave me alone. She goes, "Okay." I go, "Did you dream about me?" She goes, "Yes, hon. I'm missing you." I go, "Really? What do we do in your dream?" She goes, "I dream we are eating together." Okay, that's interesting.
That sounds romantic.
Sure.
Yeah. Could be.
I go, "What'd we eat?" She says, "Pizza." I go, "Oh, that's yummy." She goes, "Where are you now, my love?" Day two, kids. Day two. Where are you now, my love?
That's a good song. Where are you now, my love?
Is that a real song?
I think it is. Sounds like it.
Oh.
I go, "I think I would take you someplace nicer, though." She goes, "Where?" I go, "Probably someplace where we got dressed up and had a top chef. Probably a restaurant with a Michelin star." She goes, "Okay, hon. I will love that so much." I go, "Good. If I come to Toledo, I will definitely take you to a nice place."
The best Toledo has to offer.
Only the best for you in Toledo, my dear. What would a mud hen eat? She goes, "Honey, I don't want you to come to me. I will come and visit you for 3 days. Or you don't want me to come to you. Are you there?" I go, "Why? That is a bit insulting. You had some guy stay with you for 6 months who wouldn't even fuck you. I did not ask to stay with you. I would have gotten a hotel. But you say no."
What? Wow.
She goes, "It's not insult, hon. I wish to come to you. That is what my father lawyer said, and I'm following it." Did he? Put yourself in imminent danger. When you meet a guy online, the very next day, whisk your ass over to him.
I know. It's like, and it's like you're talking about perhaps meeting somebody, so you ask your lawyer's advice.
I'm about to give up the hoo-ha. What would daddy want?
Yeah, you know, and should I, you know, his place or mine? I think that's a legal matter.
Yes. I go, your father's law does not dictate who visits. You are not property. She goes, "Honey." I go, "What?" She goes, "I want to take my shower, hon." I go, "Okay." She goes, "I'll talk to you later." I go, "Maybe." She goes, and then 3 hours later, she goes, "My love, are you there? Hib, hon, I'm here." She meant hun, but she wrote hib. I wrote, "Hey." She goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "Pulling muscles from a shell." She goes, "Okay, I'm missing you so much." I go, "But not enough for me to visit you." She goes, "I'm sorry, is what my lawyer said." I go, "But you had a guy spend 6 months with you. It makes no sense."
Yeah.
And then I go, "Now you're silent."
So now this is the thing that you're going to hang on.
Yeah. We're hanging early in this one.
Yeah.
I go, now you're silent. So that's it? She goes, he said that if I meet a man, I have to know him better. I should go and see our house. So, hon, I'm sorry. That's how you know a man, by the quality of his house.
Absolutely.
Make sure make sure you get locked in a basement or a bedroom so you can really evaluate the cut of this man's jib.
I always bring an engineer with me, but that's just me.
Make sure he has plenty of drop cloths so as not to splatter on the carpeting. And make sure those implements are sharp. That's how you tell what a type of guy you're dealing with.
Great.
I go, he's a lawyer, not a matchmaker. If I visit you, that is you knowing me better. She goes, no, honey, I'm sorry. It has happened to me first time. If I visit you, I will know you better. Honey, I'm sorry. I go, that makes zero sense. Are you trying to make me look dumb? She goes, I'm sorry. She goes, I'm sorry, honey. Where are you doing now? I go, I'm home. She goes, okay. I go, it's weird. One minute you're talking about sex, and the next you were like, never visit me. It is like Flemingus always says. If it smells like chicken, tikka marsala, then it is obviously a woodchuck. His words comfort me in times like this.
Who said this?
Flemingus.
So, wait, say that again.
Flemingus.
Who is that?
Somebody I just made up, dear.
Oh.
Much like as Joe and I were discussing at the club, Neander News. I make up things, dear. That's how this segment works. I make up absurd shit.
Well, I thought that I had missed something. I'm like, who now?
I will read it again now that you're up to snuff. It is like Flemingus always says, if it smells like chicken tikka marsala, then it is obviously a woodchuck. His words comfort me in times like this.
I'm glad you find that comforting. I find that frightening.
She goes, honey, I miss sex. But you said you were leaving alone. I will come and visit you. Spend like 4 days with you. I go, it's not that I don't want you here. It is that you don't want me there. She goes, it's not my fault. I go, right. She goes, I have to follow what the lawyer said, because if it happens again, he will not talk to me anymore. You know what? If I come to you, and we are going to come back together here, I promise you, my love, I love you so much. Hello? Are you there? Honey? Honey? And then later on, are you there? Honey? Talk to me, honey. Are you mad at me? Hello? And then later
Ow.
On. Then later on, honey, are you there? I go,
no wonder this lawyer is freaking out.
Yeah, really. I go, how do you love me in less than 24 hours?
Yeah, really.
I mean, I understand it. It's me, but I don't know how she justifies it. She goes, I'm serious, hon. I enjoy the little time we chat together. I go, it's nice. I'm going to take a shower. She goes, okay, honey. Love, hon. I go, okay, you can message me later if you want. She goes, okay, hon. Just got out soaking wet, LL. So she goes, 2 hours later, hello, are you there, honey? I say, hi. She goes, honey. I go, what's up? She goes, I'm good, honey. I go, glad to hear her. And you, honey, she says, I'm okay, thanks. Just doing some reading. She goes, okay, honey, I'm missing you, honey. I go, missing me?
Oh, my God, honey, 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 honey.
Honey, honey, honey. I go, missing me? We have not met yet. What are you doing?
I'm thinking about you in a towel.
Sure, that was the point. I go, I know, honey. I enjoy the little time we'll chat together. I go, that's sweet. I go, what do you want to do if we meet? She goes, I'll make love with you first. A whore, my type of woman. I go, oh, tell me how it'll be. Pip wants to know. She goes, honey, I will make love with you because I don't see person like you since I've been chatting online dating. I go, oh, thank you, babe. What do you like in bed? She goes, I like doggy style. Can you do that for me? They all like doggy style.
Yeah.
Well, they like a come from behind story.
I think they have intimacy issues. They don't want to lock eyes.
Yes. It really is strange how many of them say this.
Yeah. I go, of course. I'll take you from behind and look at your nice ass as I make love to you. She goes, wow, I will love that. Day two, kids. Day two. She goes, I will love doing that with you. I go, same here. I will love doing that with you. She goes, same here. I go, I am open in bed. I'll do anything you enjoy. What else do you like in bed, babe? She goes, I love romance. I go, soft sensual kisses? Same here. I go, rubbing my fingers through your hair. She goes, honey. I go, yes. She goes, I missed you. I go, I didn't go anywhere. We're just talking about running my fingers through your hair.
Yeah, really? And how could she miss you? And what, this is day three?
Day two. We're still on day two, dear.
We're still on day two. Jesus.
She goes, okay, honey. I go, you seem distracted. She goes, hun. I go, yes. She goes, hun. I said, yes. She goes, I'm missing you so she goes, I'm missing you so much. I go, I'm talking to you.
I know. Like, what?
She goes, same here, hun. I go, I'm trying to keep you company. She goes, same here, hun. I go, you wanted romance. So I was telling you what I would do to you. She goes, tell me. I go, you want me to tell you how I'd make love to you? She goes, honey, if I be with you, I will make love to you. I go, that'll be very nice. She goes, same here, honey. I go, I best not think about it too much. She goes, I will love to meet you in person. I go, that'll be good. She goes, I will love that, hun. I go, dinner and doggy style. And there, I think we have a segment title.
Yeah, I know.
I think we do.
2025, that'll be coming through.
She goes, wow, honey. I go, you like? She goes, what are you doing, hon? I go, reading in bed. She goes, can I see you? I go, you want a video chat? She goes, no, send me your picture. I go, I sent one yesterday, babe. She goes, send me another one. I go, LOL, I thought you were going to send me a naked picture if I went to hangout. She goes, I don't understand you. I go, you said if I talked to you here, it was more private and you would send me your picture of you naked. She goes, right. Remember that?
Yeah, that was the incentive to move venues.
That was the incentive to move. Way to class that up, dear. She goes, you don't love me, hon. I go, why do you say that? She goes, I want you to love me so much. Did you love me? I go, I like you. We just met. Real love takes time.
Yeah.
She goes, I go, what, She goes, I want you to love me. I go, why do you want that so badly? She goes, I'm tired of being alone. I go, I'm with you. But I don't want you to love me just because I pay attention to you. She goes, you don't love me, hon.
Calm down.
Jesus Christ. I met you for 20 minutes.
I know. She's a federal case, this one.
And I say, and I quote, Flemmicus says, love is like a fiery bird. Sneezing will shock the passionate heart, babe.
Flemmicus?
Flemmicus. Flemmicus. Yes. That is my spiritual advisor, my guru. Although she doesn't seem to be concerned. She does not seem to be concerned by this at all.
No. I would be very worried that you had a guru that had really strange pearls of wisdom.
Well, babe, Pip, you just are not on the same level, so you don't understand.
Apparently not.
She goes, hello, are you there, honey? I go, yes, you are the one who vanished. She goes, honey, are you there, honey? I go, I am. You go quiet when I respond to you. She goes, honey, have told my father lawyer that I've met a new man that loved me. I go, how'd he respond? And I go, who is this man?
You dick.
That's what I said. She goes, my father lawyer. I go, who's the man you met? She goes, you will see him if you want to sign the document. I go, sign what document?
Yeah, whoa, the document.
Well, I guess so I could take control of the property. This is what this is building to.
You'll see once you sign the document. Wow. Moving quickly.
Yeah, well, you know what? When you know, dear. And we know.
Yeah.
She goes, I will let you know when it's time, honey. Just don't betray me. And don't lie to me. I go, I told you. I don't want your property. She goes, OMG. I go, what OMG? For the love I have for you. I go, tell me how much you love me, baby. She goes, honey, I love you from the bottom of my heart. I go, I'm glad to hear that, baby. She goes, if I don't love you, I would tell my father lawyer. If I don't love you, I would tell my father lawyer about you. And really, that is how you know when it's love, when you tell the father lawyer.
The father lawyer, yes.
I remember when me and the missus knew it was time. The first call I made was to the father lawyer.
I know. So this stuff, this incredible pressure, I know that this is all make-believe, but it's like it tightens up my heart. Muscles here. I get really stressed when people are like moving way too quickly.
Tightens up my sphincter muscles.
Which is, I feel that too.
Which is odd considering the amount of lube you used earlier. Anyway, I go, how many boyfriends have you had? She goes, you are the only one I have. I go, I mean,
oh,
you're.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, right?
I go, I mean, in your lifetime. She goes, just one. I go, the guy who stayed with you? She goes, yes. I go, so all the sex you've had, none has been with a boyfriend? She goes, yes, honey. Yes. Honey, did you love me? I go, sure, baby.
You love me? Yeah, up until that moment.
Sure I do. She goes, okay. Will you allow me to come and visit you? I go, I will pick you up and we will drive together. We will have an adventure. Because here's the deal. I have a feeling in order for her to visit me, that's going to cost me money.
Yes, I think so.
You think?
Yeah. I don't trust her 100% yet. Something seems a little off.
Yeah,
oh, you don't say.
She goes, I have my own car. I go, you don't want to have an adventure with me? She goes, I can't leave my car alone here. Okay. I go, I will take
crappy is Toledo?
it's pretty crappy. I go, I will take a bus to you, and we can drive back in your car. Smiley emoji. She goes, send me your address. I go, why? Are you going to show up naked? She goes, I'm not here for game. Don't play games with me.
That's not a game.
I go,
100% serious.
I go, ew, that's a shitty attitude. I wasn't. She goes, okay. I go, you're kind of psycho.
You're kind of psycho. I love that love talk.
She goes, okay, honey. She goes, are you there, honey? I go, yeah, but you're pissing me off. She goes, what is that? I go, angering me. She goes, you don't love me. I go, you don't love me. She goes, I love you from the bottom of my heart. I go, then stop accusing me of playing games. She goes, I'm not playing any games with you. I go, you keep making it seem like I am, and I don't like it. She goes, did you love me? I go, stop asking me that. I'm here, aren't I? Of course I do. It's been 24 hours. How could I not?
The neediness. Holy crap.
This might be the most needy scammer we've had.
Oh, my God. Yeah, honey, 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 honey. Jeez.
She goes, answer me, honey. Please, hon, tell me the truth. I go, I'm trying, but you get crazy. It makes me want to block you.
Oh, smooth talker.
She goes, what happened, honey? Are you mad at me, honey? I go, yes, because you are difficult. You don't want me to drive with you. You keep saying don't lie to you. Enough. I've had it with this stupid shit. Let's go. Honey, if you want to make the show, you got to raise your game. I'm getting annoyed. She goes, I said I will come to you by myself. I go, and I said I wanted to go on an adventure, and you got weird. And I go, and now you are silent. She goes, I'm here, hon. I go, are you there, hon? She goes, are you there, honey? I'm here, hon. I'm here, hon. Talk to me, honey. I go, hey. I don't know. Do you want to do one more day? I mean, that's
yeah.
I gotta go to sleep.
What, Joe?
I gotta go to sleep. I gotta be up at 5.
Why do you gotta be up at 5?
Because I gotta get to work. I got a lot to do.
All right. Well. All right.
And that's over 3 hours.
All right. Well, then, by the way, Lisa says that there should be a drinking game every time we hear honey or father lawyer.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh, God, we'd be so polluted.
Well, we already are. All right, so what do you think, Pip? What do you think of this so far?
Well, then, so far, I think that she is a psycho. It's just so needy and so, like, honey, 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 do you love me? Do you love me yet? It's like, whoa, take a pill, woman. She's over the top.
She's not very good at this.
No.
Like, I don't know how, like, a real person would handle this.
I think a real person would be scared off.
Yeah.
Because it's way too intense, too fast.
Yeah.
And I think even the dumb ones would smell that as something is up. Something is very wrong here.
Yeah, unless there's something wrong with them, too. I mean, that's possible.
That's possible. You know, I mean, it might be anybody. Lisa says that she's game for the drinking game. I think that you'd have to be somebody that was, you know, maybe if there's somebody really desperate or a little slow might fall into this, somebody who just really wanted love, no matter how strange it presents itself.
Something who's very lonely and is looking just to make conversation.
Well, that is who that is who they target, honey.
Yeah.
Honey.
This isn't even conversation. This is like strange repetition.
She's annoying.
And argument.
She's annoying.
Yeah.
What do you think of the introduction of Flemmicus?
I love it.
Yeah, I'm running out of ideas here for these so I don't repeat myself.
Yeah. No, I like the philosophy of Flemmicus.
All right. Let's wrap this up. We'd like to thank First of all, we want to thank June Everett. Thank you, June, for hopping on the show tonight.
Thank you.
From ASSC. And we'd like to thank Sensei Ferdico. Russ, thank you for your continued support.
As always, thank you.
Yep. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, now that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion. It'll be a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is produced by Sidespinning Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, what do we got cooking?
January 20th at Portobello. Johnny Watson is your headliner.
Johnny Watson, our longtime friend, very, very funny guy. It's going to be a great show. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them, 201-337-8990. Once again, 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
You anywhere this weekend, Joe?
No.
All right, then. Friday and Saturday, the 13th and 14th, I will be at Bananas Comedy Club in Rutherford, New Jersey. Four great shows. For tickets, call 201-727-1090. 201-727-1090. Bananas Comedy Club. All right, it's been a lot of stuff covered tonight. A lot of stuff covered. Full show. We certainly appreciate you guys.
We were busy.
What?
We were busy.
It was. Had to speed through some stuff there, but that's okay. A lot of good information. All right.
Yeah.
It's cold tonight. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us.